Here's a classical musician on stage fright.
My hands would shake. I'd get sweaty hands. One time I dropped the bow in the middle of a performance. It was such torture.
That's Zoe Keating. She's in her 30s now. She's played cello since she was 8. She grew up practicing Bach and Beethoven, but found the rigid structure of classical music nerve-wracking. Now Zoe explains how conquering her anxieties led her to the music she makes these days.
To calm myself down before my cello lessons, I would get really nervous for my lessons too. To calm myself down, I would play like open strings. You know, just like... And I could do that for hours and hours, really, you know, and I'd start adding harmonics and rhythms. When I could just improvise or do something that wasn't scripted, it was really liberating. I just felt really normal. You know, I didn't have any worries. I wasn't even afraid. And I just started doing that more and more. Me and like 4 friends decided to just move to San Francisco, and everybody was really into like DJs and downtempo and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, what if you could make those sounds on the cello? So I would sort of pretend that I was a sampler, and I'd make a sound and then record it and then layer it like you would hear the beats in electronic music. Often I'll start with, you know, rhythm. Here's a rhythm. So I'll record it. So that's going. And then I'll go to another track and I'll make some more sounds. So that's like another sound. That's sort of, you know, it's a little rough, but that's how it works. I mean, that's how DJs work, you know, like they just take little bits of songs and, you know, pump up the bass here, or like, you know, pump up the treble here. It's pretty improvisatory. It's never the same each time. I think it's pretty absorbing, like just to get sort of lost in this wall of sound, which is exactly what I used to do when I was warming up before my lessons, was I would try to get lost in this wall of sound. If you can express whatever it is that the music is trying to express with classical music, or you can express it with this, it's the same thing. I don't see any difference between it. People call me crossover, you know, like I'm classical crossover. And I imagine eventually that the boundaries get blurry and there won't be anything to cross over from, you know.
The words and music of cellist Zoe Keating. That piece was produced by Rob Sachs. You can hear more of Zoe's music at npr.org. The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.